This is your weekly wheat source from the Minnesota Wheat Research and Promotion Council. Minnesota Association of Wheat Growers Vice President of Research, Missy Carlson, joins us. What kind of disease pressure are we seeing in the wheat crop in Minnesota?
We've been running around. It's kind of hit or miss. And I think just depending on when you got the wheat planted is when or when it's become susceptible to some of the diseases out there. Some fields are starting to see diseases show up and some are still look pretty clean. Some tan spot out there. Also starting to see some BLS showing up in a few fields too, so folks can keep their eyes out for that. Mostly just to keep on tabs for it. There aren't any controls for BLS if it does flare up. I know a lot of folks have been spraying for scab, especially with a lot of the wheat flowering this last week. Scab pressure might be higher than normal this season, and so if you got any fields that are still going to flower, make sure you're watching the University of Minnesota and the NDSU disease forecasting site.
This update is made possible by the Minnesota Wheat Research and Promotion Council. For more information, visit mnwheat.org.